The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on the Blitz and hour number two of the program. I wanted to get on Eric Sandler, and we're efforting him right now. Eric Sandler of Culture Map, culturemap.com. And, like, once you're allowed to leave your house and stuff, you'll go back to Culture Map and they'll tell you, you know, what's going on in Houston that you can go do right now. Basically, it's like twiddle your thumbs. But one of the guys who's probably worth keeping track of is Eric Sandler, because many of the restaurants have options, you know, to go or delivery. And I used one of those today. I called in my order to the Pit Room.
Cool.
And they had a little drive-through set up and took my payment, you know, and give me my food. I mean, it was really simple, really easy. But I follow Eric on Instagram, and I saw last night him saying, check out this guy's page. And it's a guy called @ThatGuyHouston. We have Eric. Eric Sandler joins us now from culturemap.com. Eric, how are you, good sir?
I'm doing fine, AJ. How are you?
We're doing well. I mean, are you eating strictly to-go food right now? Is that how it's working?
I am, yeah. I'm trying to support all these local restaurants that are really struggling right now.
I mean, I guess that's the good... your job is you'll still be able to eat this food and write about food. And, I mean, people are still going to eat, at least for the foreseeable future, until we all are on tuna and crackers. But right now, I'm assuming you're still eating some solid food out there.
Yeah, there's good stuff out there. I mean, tons of restaurants all over Houston have, you know, they're trying to make a little money by switching to go only. So, you know, everything from Nancy's Hustle and Fred's Neighborhood to all of Chris Shepherd's restaurants. I mean, all the barbecue joints are running some version of to-go. I mean, Grant Pinkerton's even doing baked potatoes, so you know it's serious. He said a long time ago they would never, ever do that at Pinkerton's Barbecue.
So what would you expect the economic fallout to be for these small businesses? Like, how much of a, you know, let's say they're earning 10 when their restaurant's operating at normal, what kind of a drop do you see happening if they're doing just to go or delivery?
I mean, it could be as bad as 2 or 3.
Oof.
I mean, it's not unrealistic to think that it could be, like, you know, a 3/4 reduction in their normal revenue.
And it's pretty safe to assume that there's going to be some restaurants that were probably teetering to begin with. There always are in our, you know, in the city. There's always a restaurant on the brink and a restaurant opening, but it's pretty safe to assume that a lot of restaurants aren't going to make it through this.
Yeah, I talked to someone at the Texas Restaurant Association today. She said 20%, as much as 20% of restaurants may not reopen.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a pretty big number. This guy on Instagram, @ThatGuyHouston, who is this guy, first of all? I mean, I have no, his bio doesn't tell me who he is. I have no idea who this guy is.
Yeah, no, so his name is Matt Harris. He's a good friend of mine. He's a big fan of local restaurants. He's very community-minded. And he essentially drove past a Chick-fil-A and saw a huge line and got mad about it and decided to sort of try to motivate people to support independent restaurants instead of chains.
Well, he sent out a list of restaurants, and I don't know how deep this list goes or where you can find the complete list, but, I mean, Blood Brothers Barbecue, Jody Cakes, Giacomo's, Sticky's Chicken, Good Dog Houston, Bernie's Burger Bus, Truth Barbecue, Blacksmith, Pizarro's, Fijus, State of Grace. I mean, he named a lot of restaurants and basically said, what he's doing is, if you go in and you support one of these local businesses with a takeout and you send him a pic of the receipt, he's going to send you a gift card, which sounds too good to be true. But then I did it today, and guess what? He sent me a gift card.
Yeah, no, that's the real deal. He's doing this because he cares about these restaurants and wants to encourage people to support them.
Well, I think it's a really cool thing that he's doing. I mean, I don't know where he's getting the money to do this, but good for him. And good for him for really kind of stimulating, you know, these local businesses in a time of need. And you know, I saw some of my favorite places on there, and including, you know, I mentioned the barbecue places, Truth Barbecue's on there, Pit Room is on there, Corkscrew Barbecue is on there, several of my favorites. But I think it's an amazing thing he's doing for these restaurants, because God forbid we lose anything like that in this town.
Yeah, I mean, this is crunch time. If you care about these restaurants, now is the time. If you want these restaurants to be here when this coronavirus thing is over, then now's the time to support them.
Yeah, and please reach out to the restaurants directly. If you go through, you know, a delivery service, there's less money going to the restaurants. But, I mean, by all means, if you're ordering Chick-fil-A or something, go through the delivery service. But if you can, go out and pick up from these guys directly. It does a great thing. Well, thank you, Eric, for jumping on with us and kind of explaining. And you know what? Give us a couple of the recent places you've picked up some food from, and let people know what you're eating these days.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do dinner from Riel tonight, I think. And, you know, a couple days ago, I got a pizza from Romano's on West Gray. So I'm kind of going high-low.
All right.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a good time if you wanted to try a place like Riel or Nancy's Hustle or one of those that's hard to get into. It's a perfect time to go try their food, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's never been easier to get a Nancy burger.
All right, Eric Sandler from CultureMap.com. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
It's Eric Sandler.
I just thought that was a really cool thing. Yeah, that is a cool thing.
And I hope, guys, if you can, and I know a lot of you can't right now, but if you can, please go get takeout from some of these restaurants and let's keep them going, because that 20% number, it's pretty alarming, but it's very believable. And what's scary to me is I think you're looking at 20% of a lot of businesses. And if you can get it, you know, just get your delivery. And, you know, I know money's tight now too, which is a real problem, but you know, it's, if you can do it, please.
Yep.
So he says, I'm an Uber Eats driver. Saw a guy leave a $50 tip today to the cashier. Good stuff. Yeah. If you can do that too, you know, leave a tip there specifically for the people who are working, that's always appreciated too. I mean, Anything you can do, and little stuff like that, you're getting great food.
Yep.
So there is that, but you also are if you can do a good thing on top of it, man. Let's keep going. Let's see how long we can keep doing nice things for people. All right, I missed the start of the open because I was talking to Tyler about how Specs was selling a bunch of great whiskeys and stuff, and I missed out on it.
Yeah, we had to do this thing called work, which is stupid.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I look up and go, "Oh, geez, it's after 5 o'clock." You know, sometimes, you know, we're not gonna have these social interactions about whiskey for one more day. So, yeah, it's gonna be weird because I'm used to, you know, chatting with you guys about beer and stuff sometimes, and the guys over on the video part of Sports Map, we always BS about a bunch of stuff. It's gonna be weird, and they keep. So be saying, I would pay money if Fred would put up a Twitch camera. Dude, I assume dude, because ain't a woman wants to see that. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, who wants to see me? Other than you guys have a place to talk. That is fine. Somebody wants to know, what's the Twitter handle again for the food recommendations?
That guy Houston.
Is that?
I believe. I've got to pull it back up now. Yeah, that guy Houston, at that guy Houston.
Is that Twitter or is that Instagram?
That's Instagram.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know if he's on Twitter. I saw this on Instagram, so that's where I picked up on it at. And, yeah, that's a good deal. And it's, I mean, he's clearly, not only is he helping you out by, you know, putting some gift card money in your pocket, he's also stimulating those restaurants even more by buying a gift card from them, clearly. So,
yeah,
it's a win-win thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Somebody wants to know how many strip clubs survived this. I bet you the same thing. I bet you it's going to be about, you know, a 20% loss, maybe more. Yeah, it's, there's a lot of, I mean, there's just a lot of things that we're going to lose behind this. And, you know, right now, I think most people are able to get by, but if this goes on for 2 months, then it's going to get really, really serious. Because it's just, and, you know, well, I think it's silly that we're at this spot, but that's me. You know what else is really weird to me? It was less than 2 weeks ago I was sitting in a Roughnecks game. And it feels like forever ago. I mean, it's like almost every day, it feels like everything changes so much that, you know, you forget how recent it was that we saw a basketball game scheduled. And it hasn't been that long. And yet here we are.
Yeah.
It's basically been 2 weeks. And, you know, it's just the beginning. But
I just found this. I don't know how legit this is. Apparently, GameStop, they are classified as essential retail because so many people are working from home.
Yeah.
So they're staying open.
Ah. Okay, I can see that. Well, especially if you got kids, right? You got to give them something to do.
Yeah.
But, so he says, I wonder if Pornhub streaming business is going up. I'm sure it is. But, yeah, anything that you do at home, I'm sure Netflix, Amazon, all those are doing great.
Yep.
So, all right. What did you say there? Ah, BetUS Racing. BetUSRacing.com. Not much to bet on right now, but you can bet on horses. And, hey, Sean Payton was out there betting on Oak Lawn. You don't have to go out there and mingle with the people. You can bet on Oak Lawn on BetUSRacing.com. And Santa Anita's still running. Sam Houston. The only place you can bet right now in Houston here is BetUSRacing.com. And you can also play blackjack, roulette, over 200 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Whatever you want to get to. You can bet on the elections. But right now, horse racing is it. And there's a bunch of them on Saturday that's going to be on Fox 1 and MSNBC, or not MSNBC, but the NBC channel. Well, go check that out and go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz to sign up today. Because they're going to have a $500 welcome bonus just for a Blitz listener. That's BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz to get your $500 welcome bonus. One more time, BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. BetUS Racing, the answer to your betting prayers in this time of need.
Take a break out, put it on the triple beam. I'm not from Canada, but I see a lot of teams. Dismantle her, I know how to handle her.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN's your number. So I always like looking at the Houston trends on Twitter.
Okay.
Number one, Gurley.
Gurley, man.
Number two, Sean Payton.
Rona man.
Number three, quarantine life.
Yeah.
Number four, Rams. Number five, social distancing, but it's misspelled as a hashtag.
Okay.
Social, it says social distancing. So anyway, that's your five things.
Shame.
All right, is that Ken? Let's get Ken on.
Hey guys, Corona and stuff.
Corona.
Hey, I was just talking to a buddy of mine about this yesterday, about how this how LeBron James is probably feeling in private right now about the coronavirus. Finally got the Warriors out of his way. Steph Curry's dead for the season. Best chance to win a championship in a long time. And here comes coronavirus to cancel his season for him. sure he wouldn't admit it in public, but I got to imagine he's pretty pissed off right now. That's about it, though, guys. Stay safe and healthy, and appreciate what you guys do. Take care.
Yeah, boy, you know who's really the Warriors. You're giving them time to get healthy.
Yeah, well, can I just say it? Basketball's not coming back this year.
I don't think so.
Hockey's not coming back. You know, we know the XFL's not coming back. It's, yeah, the season's gone. I think at this point, I know they're going to keep trying to say, yeah, well, we can push it back. At some point, if it's even August, forget it. I mean, there's no way you can do it. So, and yeah.
And your playoffs finish in August, then you start your season right back up in September, right?
Well, you go back to camp, I guess, in September, yeah. I believe. So, yeah. So if it gets up.
Everybody's getting their break now.
Yeah, and that's.
Have the draft the day after the season ends.
Yeah, it's. I just don't see it happening. And I don't see baseball starting before the 4th of July. I think just we might as well get used to that. That's not. The only sports we're going to have is whatever Bill O'Brien does to keep screwing up this team. But, yeah, I'll be real interested to see, like, what does Major League Soccer do? I mean, they come back and play a half season.
Yeah.
And. You know, I know they've talked about it with hockey and basketball. It's if you come back, you do a different kind of playoff. Like hockey was actually looking at a 24-team playoff because basically get all the teams that were within a point of trying to make the playoffs or within a couple of points and having, like, you know, a round of 16 that with byes. But, I mean, again, once you get into July, I think it's too late to do those things. And I think it's the same thing with the NBA. So, yeah, I bet LeBron's probably sitting around thinking that. But you know what? We've already decided you could declare yourself champions. The Lakers can declare themselves the champs. LeBron can get a ring. Just like the Rockets can declare themselves champs and get a ring.
Number four.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? And I think this is probably his most impressive yet. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Which show do you guys recommend I binge watch first, The Wire or Breaking Bad?
The Wire. The Wire is the greatest show that's ever been televised.
I don't know about that. It's certainly in the top three, and Breaking Bad's probably top five. So The Wire is. I think The Wire holds up really well too.
Yeah, that's a great show
considering what's going on. Greg says GameStop's staying open because they desperately need the business.
Yeah,
they've had one foot in the grave for the last 2 years. Yeah, I. Can't you just buy all this stuff online now?
Yes.
Because I'm thinking
But they still want you to bring your used discs in, and they want to give you like 25 cents a pop for them and then resell them for $8.
Mine hasn't been used in a while, so it's probably okay. Somebody said Florida.
Madden 2012, $3. Come on, get it.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. But yeah, because I'm kind of thinking I'm going to have some time. I might maybe need to update my NHL and Madden and have something to play.
Yep.
But
Drake on Facebook asked, even when all this social distancing ends, how quickly are people going to run out and be around each other? Is this going to have like a long-term psychological effect where people don't want to be around humans because they're scared?
Yeah, I think that's a real possibility. You know, now people in Houston have had a little taste of that with Harvey, where we were all pretty much on lockdown for at least a week and a half, right?
Yeah.
That if that didn't affect you psychologically, you're not human. I mean, I think the reality is all of this is stuff that's going to have an impact. And I think there'll be some people who just decide I don't want to go out anymore. And then there'll be some people like me who are going to be so stir-crazy here in a week that I'm probably going to kill myself.
Yeah.
Because I cannot stand staying at home all the time. And it's just, that's just me. But, you know. But, yeah, I think it is going to be difficult from a psychological standpoint. And, you know, that's why you just got to try to be as normal as possible. And that's why I think you should tell all your friends, you know, via Skype or phone or text, because you're not supposed to be talking to them face-to-face right now. But just tell them all, you know what, at least from 4 to 7, tune into this.
Yeah.
And
listen to this awesome show.
Yeah, and it'll take away, you know, take you away from the screaming kids, the fact that you probably hate your spouse by now, and you know, I honestly think this is probably a good time to, you know, work out some spouse trading, because you're going to want to kill the one you have. But, you know, just listen to us for 3 hours. We'll get you there. I do think one day next week, once we get settled in with the remote stuff, I will smoke weed during a show.
I'm not saying I'm going to do that. I'm not saying I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, I kind of want to do it as an experiment, which, you know, remember in the WKRP days, Johnny Fever did an experiment where he was drinking and they were trying to prove how bad he would sound when he was drunk. And he would get drunk and he would get faster on this little machine that he was punching. And it drove the cop crazy because the drunker he got. So I want to do this as an experiment. I want to see how much of an impact it has, whether I'm better or worse, and just how it goes. So, you know, there's going to be plenty of time for stuff like that because, like I said, we're not going to have sports for a while. So, you know, Adrian said, with Rise of Skywalker coming out this past Tuesday, I've done a Star Wars marathon the past 2 days with all the movies. Next is The Wire and The Sopranos. You know, I don't know if I'm ready for another Sopranos rewatch.
I don't need it.
I've
seen it twice.
Yeah,
start to finish.
Me too.
And I watched it when it was happening live. I'm good on Sopranos. Great show.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know that I ever need to see it again. Because I've binged almost the shows I really like. I've binged at least twice. Like Deadwood, I've binged twice, yep. Maybe three times on that one. Banshee, I've already watched twice. But yeah, because there is sort of a, for me, there's like a, and I don't know how to really describe it, but something will go off in my head. It's like, man, I don't remember that part of the show. I need to go back and watch the whole thing. And it's usually about, let's say, 5 years, maybe six. But there's a lot that I never need to go back to either.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Tim on Facebook said he quote-unquote read an article that strippers are making money by doing sex cams now.
I see.
But won't point me to the article.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. That's if I were a hot, that's what I would do.
Yeah. I've been doing the same thing. I've got to supplement my income, so I've been doing I've got an OnlyFans account now. You guys want to see my feet?
I think you know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could sell your pics on OnlyFans.
I think I could. Oh, you mean pick, like basketball picks?
Yeah.
No, I was talking about picks.
What if we did that?
My stuff. Well, there's no basketball.
No, but when it comes back.
But I've always got my feet. And D's.
I think you should go put some ASMR on there.
Hey, guys. You like this? You like that? I'll just do Kirk Cousins. You like that? You like that? I know you like that.
No, I don't.
You suck too. You suck too, mother. You suck too.
Yeah. That. Okay.
I'm tired of you bringing your baby mama around here.
Well, I mean, she just got out of prison. Give me a break.
Get her away from you. Last time I talked about this was with Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, well, you know what Aaron didn't do? Kill his coach.
That's
you know
right.
What he should have done? No, killed his coach.
Not me.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, honestly, I know that ain't nobody signing up for my webcam, but even though I may be a hideous beast, at least now I'm a hideous beast with some really nice hair. And that's thanks to my man, Dr. Linville.
I want you to dye it black. It's time.
You know what? I might do that. We'll see.
Yes.
I need to do something this week. And you know what? If that will entertain the people, I'll dye it black.
Yeah.
Like jet black.
Yes. Like you did the other time when you
yeah.
I mean, it was like, it looked like inks just poured on your head, like you'd been tarred.
I will do that. I will tar myself.
Excellent.
So, but yeah, guys, if you go see Dr. Linville, just visit 975hair.com and get your consultation set up. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to go in there. He's going to tell you how the process works. He'll do it a lot better than I can. But basically, it's a neograft procedure. They take hairs off the back of your head, and they basically transplant them to where you're thinning. So in my case, I had barely had any hair left on top. So they moved a bunch to the front there. And now it's really come in nice. And it looks natural because it is your hair. And it's perfectly natural. This isn't a hair plug. This isn't a wig. This isn't any of that garbage. This is your hair. And Dr. Linville, guess what? He's had it done himself, and his hair looks fantastic. Your hair can look fantastic as well. And just go to 975hair.com, get your consultation. Let him explain it to you how it works, and I promise you, you will love it. Now's a good time, by the way, to go see him, because, you know, when you go back to work in a couple months, nobody will notice except to say, hey, you look great. 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tell you what I'll do. If we actually get to come back here at some point, that's when I'll dye it black.
Okay.
Because it's not going to do any good if I'm sitting
home.
Yeah,
it'd be better if I can see it live.
So you can make fun of it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's... If we make it back to where we can do the show in studio again, if that happens, I'll come back with my hair dyed black. So, 936 wants a random outburst of "You Suck Too" by AJ at least once an hour from here on out. I think we already did the one for this hour.
Yeah, I think I'm good for now.
This Space Ghost had a suggestion. A one-and-done NBA tournament would be badass.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, if you came back and you didn't have much time, just do it. You know what? We'll do a 16-team tournament, and whoever wins at the end, and maybe you do best two or three in the finals.
Yeah, and you can always put an asterisk by it.
Yeah, and, you know. And but, that way you wouldn't need that much.
But the NBA would make a little money off of it.
Right, and the fans would get to see the guys before you know, they have to get ready for the next season.
Yep.
And somebody says, does this mean James Harden is the 2020 MVP? Yeah, if you're a Rockets fan, guess what? You can declare the Rockets champs. You can declare Harden the MVP. Because who can really argue with you? It's, you know, that we don't know what would have happened. So I love that idea. But 713-780-ESPN is the number. 713-780-3776. And, you know, guys, if you do appreciate us being here, besides, you know, taking care of these restaurants, support the people who are advertising with us, because for one thing, they're good people, and the other thing is, you know, that's one of the reasons why we can still keep doing this. So, you know, if you get a chance, if you need a lawyer, call Lawyer Dave. You know, if you need insurance, check out TGS. If you're going to bet on the ponies, go to BetUS Racing. And if you really want to get that hair fixed, go see my man, Dr. Linville. But
and drink plenty of Carbach.
Yes, indeed. So we really appreciate you guys listening. And if you can support these guys, please do, because they're keeping us on the air. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
And I'll do a read later for TGS Insurance. Legitimately, text the word money to 232323. See if they can save you money on your home insurance, because that's... it's amazing how much money you can save on that. Like, I literally did it. So it's not just a gimmick. Like, you can actually save money with that stuff.
Yeah, and...
and everybody's trying to save money now.
Yeah,
and
now's the time to do it. So, definitely. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I think what I may do tomorrow is get some pickup from Nick's place, since it'll be the last time to be in this area for a while. And I know they're doing that, too. But so what do you mean if you make it back? You'll have to stay home now, too. Yeah, starting Monday, the plan is to broadcast from home.
Yeah, we're getting everyone set up where we'll be able to broadcast from home.
And we'll see how it goes from there. So somebody said, Fred, spend a late morning and rewatch HBO's Luck. You know what? I like that show. I don't really need to see it again. And it's funny because a couple of my friends were actual consultants on that show from the racetrack stuff, so I was really into it, but once they canceled it, it just kind of pissed me off to the point that I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah.
So shout out to you guys for influencing my decision where I wanted to eat. ordered, luckily supporting local business by going to Sokol's Greek Deli in Clear Lake.
There you go.
Cool. Good on you, man.
Yeah, man, for sure. Get again, you know, nothing against big chain businesses, but if you can, if you've got a choice, get out and support local right now.
Ooh, over under on how many recovering addicts are going to relapse during this quarantine.
Ooh.
That's a harsh question, but it's actually a good question. So he says, since we're claiming the Rockets as the 2020 champions with an asterisk. No, nobody's saying that about an asterisk. You just claim them. So what do we need to do in order to complete the Houston sports trifecta and get the Texans to win the 2021 championship with
it? You need the season to never be played.
Yep, yep. And if that happens, we're all dead anyway. So it's going to be like the 5 years later in Endgame where they're showing Citi Field with no fans. That's where things are going to have to get for the Texans to be declared anything.
Boy, the more I read into this Mike Florio story about the Texans doing it for money, the less believable it is, especially when they say that the Cardinals deal was by far the best offer they got.
Yeah, again, this is just O'Brien's people leaking BS. Don't be fooled.
There's no way that's real.
Don't be fooled. We're not fooled. We've been around it long enough. Stuck at home, fellas. Any good Netflix or Hulu shows worth watching? Kind of shows I like are Wire, Sons of Anarchy, things like that. You know what really reminded me of Sons of Anarchy was Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. It's a better written Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
better acted Sons of Anarchy. Maybe not as like the characters maybe aren't as relatable.
Right.
Because it's in old school England instead of modern day California, but it's a good show.
It is. So if you like that kind of thing, the only things I've watched on Hulu, well, Letterkenny. That's the only reason I have Hulu is for Letterkenny. So he says, Fred, does that mean you're not going to leave your house at all next week? I'll make a beer run at some point, you know, because I want to go pick up some beer from True Anomaly or one of the breweries in my area, or I might make a Specs run.
And a lot of bars now are being allowed to sell. They're allowed to sell growlers, like growler fills. So I've got a bunch of growlers that I had basically given up on ever using again.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them in the garage.
So guess what? Yeah. Get those bad boys filled up.
I'm hoping that my beer is going to be ready here pretty soon. And once we get a final version of that, I'll be able to take home a growler of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Hockley Dan said, well, Fred, at least your keys or laptop shouldn't be a problem broadcasting from home. That's true. I won't have problems with the car starting. God, that was such a... And what I found out later was once I go through the manual and everything, that yeah, it does have a little key on it that you can use to open the vehicle. And you can also put that key... There's a place in the vehicle where you can put the key that it'll actually... You can drive the car. And none of this I knew at the time. Plus, I mean... It was just so stupid. I wound up paying these guys $100 to break into the car, and then 30 seconds later, the wife figures out remotely how to unlock it. Like, great. Hey, at least I'm helping the local economy, right?
There you go. I
made $100. So. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. And the one asked, and I know that, have you guys ever done a show away from each other? But, no, I mean...
We've never been in a position where we needed to.
No, but I mean, we've also both done podcasts with RJ and Brad, and I think that's pretty similar. And I'm not too worried about it. I think we both are experienced enough at that kind of thing that it'll be fine. I mean, there's always going to be like a, you know, a little bit of an adjustment just being in a different, you know, and I'm calling the shot right now. The thing that I'm going to deal with the most is going to be a barking freaking dog, because she's going to hear us talking. And she's going to get all excited and want to know who the hell that is. And be rah, 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 rah. So,
awesome.
Now, I might do the webcam just for the dog because people would want to see her. She's cute. I'm not.
My dogs are well behaved and won't be barking when I'm doing the show.
Well, the problem is that whenever, I mean, I'm not going to stop them from doing this, but whenever somebody is outside in our yard for any reason, they both go nuts.
Yeah.
After what happened a couple of years ago, I'm damn good with that. So, you know, somebody's going to drop off a package and they'll go off. But, you know, and it also depends. If the wife's stuck at home too, then she can watch those damn things. And I may broadcast from the garage. I haven't decided yet, because especially on Weed Day, when I do Weed Wednesday or whatever we do, I will do that from the garage. But I'll figure it out. It's all going to be fine. And I mean, I'm interested to see how it works, and it's also pretty cool to have this technology going forward. You know, in case something happens where we need to do this, like, you know, I have a massive heart attack from all the stress this is causing me, and I have to broadcast from the hospital bed.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So it'd be interesting. Somebody asked, "Is Sneaky Pete any good?" I liked it. I think it ended at the right time.
Yep.
So, it's 832. I know Louisiana casinos are closed. Do you know if Windstar's closed? I have no idea. I assume so. Because I don't go that way. If I do go to casinos, I'm going to Louisiana because it's closer. So he asked, "Fred, do you live downtown? I just moved into Edo. What are good breweries to get beer from?" Well, Eighth Wonder's right there. True Anomaly is right there. Those are the guys who I'm doing the collaboration with.
Sigma's very good.
Sigma's very good. They're a little bit closer, like over by Harrisburg. Those are the three main ones in our area. St. Arnold's not that far away.
Nope.
I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of, you have to drive there.
There's a road that makes it feel like it's far away.
Yeah, because it's on the other side of the highway, but really it's pretty close. We bike over there all the time, or we used to before this happened. But, you know, they and not too far from under the radar either. But there's some good places down there. Why are you guys doing this, though? I'm just curious. I'm still expected to be at my office next week.
Our office is trying to limit the amount of people who are around each other. We're doing our part to try and keep each other from getting sick. A lot of people are doing it. If we've got the capability to do it, why wouldn't we do it is the better question.
Yeah, I think anything we can do to
we can do our show remotely, why would we not?
Yeah, and
if it reduces the chance of us getting sick even by a percentage, why not do it?
Right. And you know, it is something that it really is. It's almost like talking on the phone. So, hey, we'll see. If it doesn't work out, then I'll get my ass down here and broadcast from here. But, you know, we'll give it a try. And I think it'll be fine. I mean, it's amazing how far we've come that we can do stuff like this.
Yep.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. JPD2S, any decent brewery south Houston, live 20 minutes from the coast, new to the area. I like that Galveston Island Brewery down there. Aaron, you would know better than me on those.
Saloon Doors down there.
Our old broadcast partner of ours.
Yeah.
You've got Backfish over in Pearland. They're really good. There's also Valenson's in Pearland.
Texas Beer Refinery still going?
No, they are. They closed down.
Mm. Womp womp.
Yeah, they were in Dickinson, right?
Yeah.
You have, Galveston Island. That's all I can think of off the top of my head. Galveston Island, you've got Valenson's, Backfish, Saloon Door. There's one more that I'm forgetting off the top.
Isn't there a second one on Galveston Island now, too?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but somebody can correct me.
There's also Black's Ferry or Black's Ferry Meadery in West Columbia down in Brazoria County, which is, if you're looking for something a little bit different, very cool spot. Good people who run it, too.
Yeah, there's Beerfoot down on the island,
too.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right, let's do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, one thing we all need to be careful of while we're on lockdown is
unintentional pregnancy.
I don't have to worry about that. Are you kidding me? And I had sex until Obama was president.
Coincidence?
Maybe. Maybe. Actually, I'm trying to go back to George W. Anyway, a lot of stuff gets spread on the internet and people treat it as though it's true. So, just for a fact, Oprah did not get arrested for sex trafficking.
Oh, man.
And, yeah.
Can you prove it?
Well, here's somebody put this on Facebook, and this is why she wound up trending. And it says, convicted Hollywood rapist Harvey Weinstein agreed to a deal in exchange for his testimony against hundreds of top Hollywood celebrities and their involvement in the drug business, pedophilia, and child trafficking. And by the way, this is the definition of what fake news really is. It's not just something you don't like. Instead of a 55-year sentence, he received a 23-year sentence in exchange. He provided testimonies against some of the biggest and most powerful names, including Prince Andrew of the UK, former President Bill Clinton, former Vice President Joe Biden, Tom Hanks, Oprah, Ellen DeGeneres, Quentin Tarantino, Charlie Sheen, Bob Saget, Kevin Spacey, John Travolta, Steven Spielberg, Podesta, NXIVM, and Pizzagate sex trafficking clubs, and hundreds more who were directly involved with Jeffrey Epstein. So, of course, Oprah starts trending. She tweets out, just got a phone call that my name is trending and being trolled for some awful fake thing. It's not true. Haven't been raided or arrested.
Prove it, Oprah.
Just sanitizing and self-distancing with the rest of the world. Stay safe, everybody.
Yeah, right. You're hanging out with Gail.
Maybe she's really in jail and she just don't want people to know. She's not really social distancing. Yeah, let's just be careful about what we believe here over the next few days. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
JG says Devil in the Deep is the other brewery on Galveston.
Ah.
So
I haven't had it.
Me either. I do have one of the Galveston Island stouts sitting in my closet. It's part of my big ass beer reserve. So it says 25th Street, Galveston Island. Well, when all this ends, I'll get back down there.
Yeah, the good news, there's no way I'm gonna run out of beer. It's impossible.
Yeah. Somebody asks, has Corona affected your business or ratings down because no one's driving home right now?
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure that has. I do know a lot more people have been listening on the stream because they're stuck at home. A lot more people have been watching on Twitch. So, that's because they aren't driving around.
Yep. But,
that's really the least of our problems right now. I mean, the reality is, we've got to ride through this and get our business going again, just like everybody else. So, Stuart says Fetching Lab Brewery in Texas City. Not familiar with that one either.
I've had something of theirs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It sounds familiar. I think I probably had a beer, but I haven't been down there. Which, now...
Oh, I've definitely not been down there. That
sounds familiar. But, I'm really due for a trip down south. I haven't been there in a while, but it's not going to happen now. But yeah, I don't really want to go around my mom and my grandmother while this is going on because they're old.
Yeah. And that's not the same way with my dad. I haven't been around my dad in a couple of weeks. It's weird.
Yeah. And, I'm not worried at all about getting this thing at all, but I would be worried about giving it to an old. So I'm just staying away from them. So I'm staying away from that part of town for a while. So yeah, I don't know. I will be stir crazy, no question here, pretty soon.
Yep.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I am actually thinking maybe this weekend, just going camping on my land.
Oh.
Just get out of town. That might be a good way, because that's a good way to social distance.
Yeah.
And that's why the parks are still open. And we thought about maybe going to Huntsville, but hey, you know what? We've got some land out there that we're not using yet. Why not?
I'm just going to social distance in my house.
Mm-hmm. Plus, maybe I can shoot some hogs while I'm out there.
Maybe.
So.
Don't take a BB gun or something. You need something that'll kill
you. No, I got some stuff.
All right.
So, yeah. So Fred isn't worried about getting it, but he doesn't want to give it to an old. But isn't he an old? Hey, they said they're the ones who said over 60. I ain't over 60.
You're pretty much.
And I ain't scared. So have a pretty good immune system somehow, and I recover quickly. And if Sean Payton can live through it, I'll be fine.
Okay.
But no, I honestly still think all this is too much. We don't need to necessarily work from home, but if it makes people feel better that they may not get it, then okay, I'm all fine with it. So Fred going to High Island, the nude beach. Is there a nude beach at High Island? I mean, the problem with nude beaches, from what I've heard, is they're all people like me. Nobody wants to see that. Like, I'd like to go to a nude beach with a bunch of hots, but then they wouldn't want to see me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of pointless for me. I'm not saying this coronavirus kind of sounds like the Thanos snap. Yeah, we've kind of compared it to that, except it hasn't really done that kind of damage. So. So I said fish living to Livingston State Park today, and several campers out there, peaceful and calm. You know, that's I'll just make this suggestion. If it's not something you've done before, it's really cool to go to get away and go camping. And if you really are going stir crazy, it's not a bad idea. You know, take a tent, go out there, start a little fire. You won't be around other people. You know, take some beer with you. Although I think
a fire.
Yeah, you light a little fire at night.
Fire attracts coronavirus.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here, you paranoid. But, yeah, go and sit there and can roast marshmallows and make some hot dogs. Go fishing. Clean the fish and cook them and eat them right there. Now, I know a lot of them, there's no public display of alcohol. I've run into that a couple times.
So, call a thermos.
You just pour your vodka into a thermos or your beer into a thermos.
Or just a glass.
Well,
or a solo cup.
Well, something that they can't see. Yeah, but you don't want to drink from the bottles while you're there. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.